with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live in our downtown Grand Rapids studios looking out at this overcast, little bit chilly day. Great day to get out and fire up that smoker because you can set that thing on low. Make sure you put a cover over it, though, because the rain hitting that smoker is going to cool that thing down and you want to maintain that hot temperature. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
It's no apologies here. That's just what it is.
All right.
It's tailgating in America, and you got to have the right friends when you're tailgating in America. And on that grilling line right now, we've got a fella that is my Goomba from New Jersey. He actually lives in Pennsylvania, but he's the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. And right now we want to chat with Paul Rotella. Big Paulie.
Hey, Bobby. How are you guys? Good morning.
Excellent, sir. It's tailgating in America, baby. We want some tailgate. We want some real stuff from the Goomba of Jersey. Huh? What are you talking about?
I got to tell you, I've been doing this since I was, well, like you, since you're probably too young to remember. But it's a big part of anyone's life, especially if you come from a big football area like you and I both do. I understand you're playing the Eaglets today, huh?
Yeah, we are. Yep, that's exactly it. Hopefully we can put a little hurt on them.
You give them what for, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, though. I remember my first tailgating. I had a lot of relatives in the military, like most of your listeners. And we used to go up to West Point. And that's how I started tailgating and college games with my father, my Uncle Eugene. What a name. You think Big Paul is a name. You should see my Uncle Eugene. We used to call him Babe, and let me tell you. But my Uncle Eugene was a great cook, and he was one of those guys. When he tailgated, it was a banquet. You know, we 9 o'clock in the morning, we'd be eating beautiful filet mignons and lobster tails. And, you know, I mean, it was tailgating on a level that, well, let's put it this way. He took it to the extreme.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God. It was great. But then, you know, as I got older, I remember going to my first NFL game and with my dad. And, you know, it was crazy there, too. You know, beefsteaks and all kinds of amazing food. And, you know, we'd have our, like you said, the guys around you would be cooking everything. So if you wanted hot dogs, you go to this guy's, you know, back by his station. If you wanted to have a breakfast, there was a station for breakfast. If you wanted to have desserts, you know, everything from ice cream sundaes to pies and cakes. But you know what the sad part was? You know, you talk about eating steak at 9 a.m. You really had to get there early. You know, you couldn't show up for a 1 o'clock game at noon and think you were going to tailgate. You know, you were up and running by 9 o'clock. You were ready to go. And I remember how things, you know, things changed a little bit as I got older. I actually became an NFLPA contract advisor, an agent. And then you could show up at 5 minutes before the game because we used to have special access.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever, any of your fans know this.
That's called catering.
Something called the Row One. And you'll fly right into the stadium. No traffic. You can fly right out. But because you do that, you kind of miss all the tailgate fun.
You don't
go in and tailgate anymore. You show up, you go to the game, and then you leave. And you tailgate after the game with the players.
I think that's the same problem with going to a suite. When it's fun at a suite, but you're really not at the game. You're up in a room. You're cloistered. You know, you're looking out a window, and you're drinking way too much booze because it's free, and you totally miss the game.
You drink booze? Come on.
Hey, I bet you won't be tailgating today because none of our listeners know this, but today's Big Paulie's birthday. So happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Bob. For you and Chop are going to sing, I heard, later on.
Huh? Yeah, it's
later
probably,
on. That's
probably
right.
Going to happen. Yeah. Probably going to happen. We'll sing you our tailgating song.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you one funny story. I know I finally made it a couple of years ago. I was good friends. I'm not going to say which owner, which team. I had a very friendly with one of the owners of the NFL teams. And that was an experience. Everything from going in the motorcade from the hotel right through the tunnel into the stadium at 90 miles an hour through, I can tell you this, We were a visiting team, and we're in Washington, D.C., and I think we moved as fast as the president moves through town. And I'm actually driving the owner in my car, and I can't even say who. You'll figure it out in a minute, I'm sure. But we have to follow the buses, and we have to keep up with the police escort. And to do that, you're about maybe 5 feet behind this big bus where the players are in. There's a couple of them. And you don't know what's going on except the taillights of the bus. And you got to stay with them or you're going to get lost in the sauce. So that was a harrowing experience. But that's a different type of tailgate. There you go right onto the field. And I was with my oldest son, Sean Paul, at the time. And we're on the field watching the Redskins and our team, you know, warming up. And that was a whole different experience. So I'm thinking, this is going to be amazing, going to the owner's suite. You know, I'm used to filet mignons and lobster. This is going to be wild. We get up in the owner's suite. What do you think they're serving?
Pretzels.
Hot dogs and beer and pretzels, exactly. Which just goes to show you, right? If you want to know something? That was the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Hot dogs, beer, and pretzels.
Hey, I'll take a dog anytime.
It's a lot of fun.
I'll take a dog anytime. A great tailgate food.
Yeah. Brats. I'm a bigger brat fan than I am the dogs. But, yeah, tubular meat is a good thing.
Easy. Easy.
Hey, Bob, I understand. I love the fact that you'll do anything to get out of house chores. I heard you talking about you're going to a wedding, so you're going to get out of the house chores. You'll do anything. My God, what a selfless guy you are.
Yeah, well, it's going to totally mess up my tailgating, let me tell you that.
What a pain, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, Who gets married this time of year?
I hope whoever is the host at least isn't cheap and they do it right. You know, nothing worse than going to a wedding and you know, they cheap out on you sitting there wondering what the heck.
Oh, no, this one's it's going to be pretty well catered, so I'm not too worried about that. I'm just...
Well, that's good.
You know, I think to do it when you could be in a tree stand or in a parking lot, there's something wrong with that.
Will you pass on my congratulations to the happy couple and to the families, please?
Yeah, I'll tell my daughter and son-in-law that congratulations.
Oh, you're breaking the news, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have a great time, but...
Man, you will do anything to get out of house chores. That's
I know it, and he's dragging me out of the tailgates. He's dragging me out of my tree for deer hunting just so I can go support. You know, if it wasn't his eldest daughter, who is very special to me, I'd be doing one of these other things, but I'm there. I got to see this happen. It's my buddy Bob and his family. It's all good stuff, man. Really good stuff.
That's good stuff. Well, now you have a new hunting buddy, at least.
There you go. Yep. Listen, dude, I know you're going to have a great weekend. Your boys are home from college, and have fun. You won't be tailgating, but appreciate always your contribution, and good chatting with you.
Hey, listen, I really love the show, too. Congratulations, guys. Keep it up. God bless, and have a great weekend. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, bud. All right, that's Big Paulie, Paul Rotella.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Foodie.
If you can't tell by just talking to him that this guy's just a lot of fun to hang out with, man. And we just love having him on the show because he puts that East Coast touch on everything that he does. You know, I got a couple more tailgating tips, Bob, that I've used in the past. A lot of people bring a lot of different beverages to their tailgate. And one of the things that I do to save space is everybody has a few bottles of water that they bring with them. I freeze about half of them and use that for my ice in my coolers because they'll melt throughout the day and then we can drink them near the end of the tailgate. But early on, it serves as my ice so I don't have to take up valuable cooler space when I'm packing things up to get to the tailgate. So just a cool little tip there, I think.
You just like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hey, man, I've done this before. It ain't my first tailgate. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some more of these favorite tailgating recipes, whether you like college or pro football. I've got a big tailgate party I did, and we're going to break down this little grill called a Blacktop 360 that is out there. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.